I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Way Up North podcast. My name is Erin Bishop. I am the event planner for Way Up North and also the host for this season's podcast series. And today we are chatting with Anna, and I won't even say her last name because you'll hear me attempt that in a minute and it's not pretty, about all things to do with life as a wedding photographer or a photographer in general. And disclaimer, my dog is here with me today due to circumstances beyond my control. So apologies in advance for any unruly barking that you may or may not hear. All right, I will jump in with Anna. Welcome, Anna. Thank you so much for taking some time to chat with us. Why don't you introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Do you want me to pronounce my last name?
Absolutely. So that I don't have to? That sounds perfect.
Yeah, all right. My name is Anna Roström. So it's a Swedish name, and I want you to pronounce it for me now. My name is Anna, and listen now, Roström.
Okay, I'm gonna try. Roström.
Oh.
Actually, the R is the hard part at the beginning. It's kind of rolled R, right?
Yeah. Do it in a cool way then. Like Roström.
This is Anna Roström.
Roström. Yeah.
That's your North American name. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your company and your anything you want. A little introduction to Anna.
Oh, this is hard. It's like asking, who are you?
Yes, exactly. Who are you?
I don't know who I am. I am a photographer trying to take photos and do it good, and then try to have a family life and friends. Being a wedding photographer and having friends and family is probably the hardest thing ever. So I'm doing that. I'm taking photos and trying to keep my family and friends happy.
Fair. Do you find it's because you're always working on weekends that it's so hard, or it's just so constantly busy?
Yeah, I think that it's because we're working every weekend. I'm not, but I used to. And then I think it's because, I don't know, but being a photographer is like you are doing something really personal. So it gets so personal. Your business is you. So I don't know if it's, it must be something, you know, giving so much of yourself and being away so much from family and friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like my family has had a family reunion on an August Saturday every year for like 10 years. And I'm a wedding planner, not a photographer, but same thing. I'm like, I will not see you there again this year. Always working.
Yeah, I know. I don't like it. That's why I don't do that many weddings anymore.
So what are you doing now?
Drinking wine.
In this moment, drinking wine. But in life, if you're not shooting too many weddings, are you doing anything else work-wise, or are you just pulling back on weddings to have more time for family?
No, I try to... I like to do good business. So when I decided that I didn't want to work every weekend, I realized that I need to find something else that's inspiring and gives me a lot of money.
Mm-hmm, fair. So,
And I found a commercial shoots. Is that the correct?
Yeah, commercial shoots.
Yeah.
So I do a lot of that kind of stuff during the weekdays. And that gives me money, and money is freedom. So it's working for me. And then I love doing weddings as well, but not every weekend. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So
was there a time where you were doing like 40 weddings a year or something like that, where it was just constant every weekend?
Yeah, ask my husband.
And was that before you had a child?
I have, I've been doing this for 10 years, so everything is so mixed up in my head. You know, mm-hmm. I can't really remember when I started not to do that many weddings, because it has been a long process for me. Mm-hmm. But I guess it started maybe 5 years from now, mm-hmm. When I, started to think about how... If this is the life that I want to live.
Right.
Yeah. So, but then again, it's hard because it took me like 5 years to get here. Because it's hard to say, no, thank you. I don't want to go to this amazing place in Italy or whatever. It's hard to say no. I think it's, you need to practice saying a no for many years before you are good at doing that.
Yeah, and feeling like you're not missing out on something awesome.
Yeah. But I guess that I'm still working on that.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, it is.
That's fair. So I feel like every year I tell myself I'm going to take it a little easier, and then every inquiry I get, not every inquiry, but lots of inquiries, like there's something kind of cool about it, or I like them a lot or something. And then I end up in the same boat with like a zillion weddings and no time off. So
I feel. But I found one thing that have helped me, because I'm the same. I still say yes too many times, but when I try to do it good enough instead of like, everything has to be perfect nowadays. I'm like, okay, it's good enough. That's doesn't need to be like perfect in Anna perfect. Because
right.
The clients don't, they don't care about if you spend 2 hours editing a photo or like 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. If it's a nice feeling and it's a nice photo, they will like it either way. So I try to not spend too much time on small details that, they will not notice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
that's good.
I don't know
that's
why
good.
I said that. What were we talking about?
I don't know how we started that question. I don't know. It's just about how many weddings you were shooting and things like that. How did you get into doing weddings initially?
How did I get into doing weddings? I think it was a friend who asked me. She was like, okay, you are a photographer. Can you help us to take some photos? We're getting married and we want some cool photos. So that's how it started. And I took some photos and I kind of liked it, but at the same time, she was really like, she didn't like the photos afterwards. So
I guess,
yeah, she liked them, but they were like, maybe we wanted something more traditional. So they wanted something else. But from that day, I thought that it would be nice to do something different, because I have been doing a lot of other kind of photography, and weddings was like boring to me. Mm-hmm. But then when I tried it out, it was like, okay, you can do something fun about this. So that's how it started.
And then you sort of mentioned when you answered that maybe your friend had wanted something more traditional, which makes me think that your shooting is not traditional. How would you describe your style? whether for weddings or commercial, just generally.
Like belly laughter. Is that an English word?
Yeah, sure is. Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty much what I do. I'm not this artsy-fartsy photographer. So I like my clients to have fun, and I like to have fun. So my photos are usually filled with people having fun.
Awesome. Yeah.
So they are not, you know, they're not that kind of photo you put on a big wall and have like people looking at it for 10 hours. it's a photo that makes you feel good.
Right.
That's my kind of photos.
And do you think that's true with your commercial photography as well?
Yeah. Yes, definitely. So the company, they book me basically because they want that kind of feeling, like a real feeling of real emotions and real people. So my commercial photos are pretty much the same, except for they're not wearing wedding clothes.
Yeah, fair. Generally. So what can we expect from you at Way Up North? Like, give us a bit of an idea what you're going to be talking about.
I'm going to talk about probably the opposite to glamour. It's more about how it's like really is to be a wedding photographer. So it's nothing fancy. It's life and how I live. That's boring. That sounded really boring.
I don't think that sounded
boring. It's going
boring.
To be fun. It's going to be really fun. I'm going to be drunk on stage. So
I need to make sure to have wine for you. We're going to present Anna Rostrom hammered.
But hello, wine. It's really early, you know, it will be in the morning, so it must be some kind of champagne or something.
Like champagne and orange juice?
Yeah. Please. No, yeah, I don't know what to expect. It's like, for me, it's doing this, it feels like, you know, when you are sitting in the bathroom taking a dump, and someone walks in on you, you know, when you're sitting there. It pretty much feels like that, because I know that a lot of photographers will be there and sitting there with my pants down and telling them how, you know, I'm doing it. It's a strange feeling.
For sure.
Yeah.
So does that mean to say like you're a bit nervous about it, or you just know it's going to feel awkward in the moment?
I've been really nervous, but then one day I decided that fuck nervous. I don't want to be nervous.
Yes.
I want to do this and I want it to be an experience for me as well. Because otherwise, if I'm going to walk around and be nervous for this, it's just going to be not fun. And I have like one thing that I have promised myself when it comes to work, that I just want to do things that is, you know, fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be fun. I'm telling myself that this is going to be really fun and I'm not going to be nervous at all. Oh, gosh. I'm such a bad liar.
Well, you will be nervous, but I bet you it will also be like a lot more fun. Like I've seen now a good number, I guess like 40 speakers walk off the stage and go on the stage, and they're always nervous. It doesn't matter if you're like Jonas Peterson or you're like Jose Villa or whoever, they're all like a little nervous. And then afterwards they're like, that was easy. So that's my words of encouragement for you. It'll probably be really fun.
Yeah, it will be fun.
And we'll give you some champagne before you go on.
Yay!
Do you have like a worst fear, like of falling down or like forgetting what you're going to talk about or anything like that?
My worst fear, probably throwing up. Yeah.
It wouldn't be the first time. We had someone who shall remain nameless throwing up just before.
Oh my God.
They went on stage. Yeah.
No, I don't know. You know, I try to think about it as I said, you know, I think that this industry is a bit crazy. So if I can say anything that will help people understand that it's not working doing like the rock stars in this industry are doing it. If you want to have a healthy, fun life, you cannot travel the world every day and still have a beautiful family and friends, because your family is going to leave you and your friends are too if you do that for a long time. And I think that people don't talk about that, because a lot of the rock stars in our industry, they are traveling everywhere, and they're not telling people, other photographers, about the downside of that. And another thing that I've been thinking of is that a lot of them are men without family. They have families, but their wives are taking care of everything at home. And that, you know, I get really angry, because we are a lot of really good women, like photographers, but I don't know why, but a lot of them disappear when they get family. Because, you know, they are home with the kids.
Yeah.
And that's not fair. You know, if you want to be home, it's totally okay. But I don't know why it has to be like that.
Yeah, it still definitely exists, I think, that there's just a certain expectation that it's the woman that's going to stay at home once there's kids, if anyone is. It's going to be the woman.
Just imagine, you know, if I had a baby and would stand on the stage saying that after 4 weeks I went to Italy to do a wedding and I left my baby at home with the dad, you know, people would say that I would be the worst mom ever, but it's totally okay for guys to do that and then come home and be like this really sweet dad.
Yeah.
And cool wedding photographer at the same time.
Yeah, it's true. It's just sort of the way tradition has evolved. And sometimes it feels like such a long road until that is fully gone. Because even in this day and age where we're so conscious of like gender equality and things like that, it's still in our like subconscious, like you said, you know. It's the women that end up staying home.
Yeah.
Maybe because they want to. It's sort of in them to be motherly, but it's also definitely sort of expected.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know how we change that.
I think that it's possible to do both. Like, but we cannot do it the way that the rock stars in this industry is doing it right now. So we need to change that. I think it's possible to be a mother and be a really successful wedding photographer, and you know, but we cannot do it like they are doing it at the moment, because I would not prefer to do that, have my children growing up without me. But just because I love, you know, being with my kid doesn't mean that I don't want to be a good photographer.
Yeah, of course.
I want to have both.
Yeah. The tough question for everyone, I think, in any line of work. But it's true. I do think that we look at, in photography, the people who are really successful are the ones that are jet-setting around to the exotic locations and just, you know, posting these amazing images and holding up that as, like, that is success in this business.
But I think so. And I don't think that they talk about how much money they earn. For instance, you know, when I do a wedding in Sweden, a big wedding in Sweden, I earn a lot of not a lot, but more money than if I go to another country. And I'm saying that because I'm measuring all the time I spend traveling.
Of course. Yeah.
So if I, you know, have a wedding in Sweden, I will earn more money in a shorter period of time than if I go away. So, but still, I love to travel. So I do a few destination weddings a year, of course, because I think it's inspiring and it's fun. But, you know, if I just want to earn money, I would rather, I would stay in Sweden.
Yeah, just work every weekend.
Yeah,
totally.
So, but, you know, it's fun to do both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just had I was just negotiating with a client actually about a destination wedding, which isn't something that I do a ton of because I think a wedding planner is more useful in their home city than somewhere else. But, you know, lots of people do destination planning, and the client really couldn't wrap her head around why we charge more when we're out of town, like aside from travel fees. But it's just so much more time. And, you know, it's here, you go to a wedding, you know, you work your hours, maybe a bit of overtime, and then you go home, but there you're like on constantly and for days. And I'm like, I don't see why this is hard to understand, but I think so many planners do this kind of work for less because it's fun to go somewhere cool. But
yeah, and it looks good on Instagram.
Yeah, so. Exactly. That's
and
silly.
I think a lot of photographers do that as well. They, you know, they want to post something on Instagram saying that, oh, look, I'm standing on this really high mountain with this cool wedding couple taking photos instead of, you know, hello, here's a wedding in a small, dark, really not nice place in Sweden. You know, that cool, but, you know, I'm 35, so I don't need to be cool anymore.
That's fair.
I just want to do fun things and work with the fun people. And, you know, when I'm doing a wedding, I'm like 100% because I don't do that many. So I can do them 150% if I want, because I know that I have energy and I don't feel like, oh, I've been doing this every weekend for 1 year now. I need a vacation. Of course, I feel that sometimes as well, but I don't have every weekend weddings.
Yeah.
I think that's good for me.
Like having a bit of diversity with the commercial too makes you even a better wedding photographer, really, because you're not, you know, so weary of weddings.
No. We are so vast. We know everything.
It's so true.
How old are you?
What's something about you, like, what if you didn't need any money ever again? What would, like, what's something that you like to do that's not photography that you would be very happy to have more time for if you didn't have to work?
If I didn't need to work, that was a tricky question. At the moment, I'm actually doing what I want to do. You know, I've created my everyday. It's perfect. My everyday is perfect. Okay, it's not perfect. The last 3 weeks have been too much work. But I have this dream of not working that many hours, so I have time to do other things, like hang out with myself. Travel. Yeah, yes, I know one thing. I want to live abroad like 2 months a year during the Swedish winter, because as you can see, everything is like really dark here during the winter. So, and I need light.
So where would you go if you could do that every year?
We are doing it actually. So this year we are moving to New Zealand.
Amazing.
Yeah. for 2 months. So we will be there, and next year we'll see.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I feel I read that you lived in Pakistan at one point. Is that right?
Yes. Can you see Pakistan?
How did that happen?
I know my father. He has always been working abroad, so we have been living at very many strange places when I grew up. So I lived in Pakistan, and I went to Pakistani school, and I talked Pakistani English.
Amazing.
Like,
amazing.
Are you coming to dinner? And yeah, it was really, I didn't like it at the moment. You know, when I was 10 something. Mm-hmm. But today I'm really happy that I have been living there, because, you know, you can't go to Pakistan for a vacation. So it was something totally different. And I'm glad that I lived there.
And then what brought you back to Sweden? Was it your dad's work?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And you've been there ever since?
No, we went to Africa as well, and yeah, that was pretty much it. My father, he has been abroad since forever, but now he's back in Sweden, so.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll see for how long, probably a few months, then he's off again.
When you go to New Zealand for 2 months, are you going to try to shoot there as well, or are you just actually taking time off?
No, I'm going to shoot. I love photography. You know, I need my camera to be happy. So I'm going to do, I think it will work out. I don't have a good plan at the time, but usually it just works out for me. So I think that I will do some commercial shots, and then, you know, whatever happens, if someone wants me to do something, like, I will do it.
Yeah, it's such a nice thing about being a photographer, is really you just need yourself and your camera. Doesn't matter where you are. And in this sort of digital age, it's pretty easy to put the word out that you're going to be there.
Yes. So I hope that, you know, we can stay there next year as well if we like it, but we'll see.
Are you going to Auckland, or do you know where?
Yeah. We have rented a apartment like 20 minutes outside from Auckland.
Nice.
Near the beach. So yes, it's going to be amazing. Probably we will be traveling a bit, but my husband needs to work as well, because he has his own company. So he's going to work maybe 1 or 2 days a week, and I will be working 2 days a week. Mm-hmm. And then we will have time at the beach, drinking wine, having fun together, and maybe traveling as well.
Yeah. Awesome. And you're doing that like this winter?
Yes. So we are leaving in January. 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 That's a hard word to pronounce. January.
It's not as hard as Rostrum.
Rostrum. January. You know, whenever I don't know how to pronounce a word, I do like January. And I say it really fast. And then people, they're like, okay. Yeah. So January.
Yeah, I gotcha. I felt what you were saying. I think you're doing just fine. Okay, and then before I let you go, I'm going to ask you, because I've been asking almost everyone, for some parting words of wisdom for our people who are coming to Way Up North and are listening to the podcast. Can be any sort of wisdom about life, just a little piece of wisdom from Anna to end this.
Oh my God. That was hard. Wisdom. I know nothing about that. I'm still trying to figure out my own life. So What have the other people said?
I feel like a big theme this year for people's talks is kind of like, don't just do what other people are doing. Don't worry about what other people are doing. Just do what you feel is right and what you like, and you'll be way better off than trying to copy other
people. You should do what everyone else is doing and do it better.
It does sort of feel like with Way Up North, there's like life themes that tend to happen each year. It's like a big sort of movement, which are always good. And, you know, like this one that I'm starting to see emerge of just like, be yourself, don't be someone else, is, you know, obviously a valuable point. But it is sort of interesting how things, you know, come in waves, like people's mentality about life and work.
Yes, but it's like saying carpe diem or something like that. It's like,
yeah,
it's nothing, but of course it's a nice word, but it's nothing at the same time. I don't know. I think that I don't know. Fuck, that was hard. What do I want them to know? I don't think it's about being yourself. Like, I would say that they find out how you can earn enough money to do what you love. Like,
that is very good advice.
Because you know, money is. I'm going to sound so. I don't like the way that I'm starting to sound like this money eager.
No, I don't think so. But I mean, money is necessary. That's undeniable.
Yeah, but money is freedom. So, you know, earning a lot of money is not a bad thing. Because if you have a lot of money, you can decide what you want to do. You don't need to do everything that people ask you to do.
It's true. Money is freedom. That's so true.
Money is freedom. Go and get them. Go and get all the money you can get.
Go and get some money, and then you can do the things that matter that you want to do. I feel like that's good advice.
Yeah, go and get the money and have fun doing it.
Okay, well, perfect. Anna, thank you so much for chatting. And we'll let you get back to your wine, and we'll see you in a few short weeks in Stockholm.
Yes.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.